The Clare Garden Festival is due to take place towards the end of next month, and ahead of that they are holding their Seed and Garden Share this coming weekend. The event, which hasn't been run for 5 years, will be hosted at Ennis Showgrounds. And to find out more about it, I'm joined in studio by the Clare Garden Festival founder and manager, Carmen Cronin. Carmen, a very good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much for coming in. And I'm sure, look, preparations are continuing for the festival itself, which is going to be happening towards the end of April. But the Seed and Garden Share, tell us a bit about that and the fact that it's back after 5 years. I'm sure maybe perhaps COVID played a part in that.
It would have, yes, absolutely. Like, I mean, I have to be honest as well, for me, I've had a little man nearly 6 years ago now as well, so that plays a little bit into it as well.
It could be time consuming.
But I mean, he's going to be there himself to share some seed and do a bit of gardening and everything like that. And obviously he's my co-manager now as well. So actually, no, I was told this year he's going to be manager. My apologies.
He's taken over already. This is like Succession.
But no, the Seed and Garden Share is back, and I'm really delighted to bring it back. I've been asked several times in the last 2 years about it, and it was then really about bringing back the festival to full strength. And obviously we did that last year, and now this year we have the 10-year anniversary, and I said, okay, well, let's bring back the Seed and Garden Share as well. And it's a bit of a long name. A lot of people only have seed shares. We said we call it Seed and Garden Share. So it's about everything, like bring your seeds, bring your seedlings, bring any gardening books that you don't need anymore that you've read three times over and you think somebody else might like, maybe trade your tools. And if you don't have something to bring, come anyways. Because this is all about just having a good time together, sharing with the community and sharing information as well, not only the seed and the plants, obviously.
Is it the kind of natural taster or precursor to a bigger event like the festival? Like, this sets it up nicely for garden lovers in Clare.
Yeah. It's for me personally, it's a little bit like the warm up, and I hope for other people as well, that you kind of get to go to the showgrounds already and get the whole gardening thing. I mean, everybody is wanting to get out in the garden despite this horrible, horrible weather.
It'll help the plants grow.
Yeah,
it's accentuate the positives.
Makes it so beautiful and green here in Ireland, doesn't it? Yes, I know. But it will be awesome. It will be lovely weather soon. I know that. And also, you know, we have all the bits and pieces to share. I wanted to give a little bit of an example, if you don't mind, for people who are not so much into gardening. So how does this come about, a kind of a seed share, even? Like, when you start growing your seeds, so in January, for example, I go and I put the tomato seedlings down, the tomato seeds, my apologies. So then I might have a packet of seeds, and I'll use maybe, say I'll use 10 of those, okay? Maybe some people might use a little bit more, but I have different varieties of tomatoes. So I'll use 10 of each of my varieties, but then I'm still going to have at least 10 in the package. So that's a bit of a waste. Now, with tomato seeds, you can keep them for a year or two, but with other seeds, you can't. So, and then I might want the same ones next year again. So I have this seeds left. Now I'm starting to grow my tomato seeds. So I've got four varieties. I've put 10 of each of them down. Am I going to have 40 tomato plants? Oh my Lord, I don't want 40 tomato plants.
So you'd be having salad for breakfast, lunch and dinner.
So now I have seed and seedlings, you know.
Yeah.
And then I might have a tool that, you know, I found handy in the past, but maybe I don't need it anymore. Or I have some books that I've read over and over, you know, that sort of thing. You know, like, especially for a gardener, when it's about books, for example, you just pick up another one and another one. And another, that London looks really good. So, you know, you just accumulate all this stuff. And you sort of love it, but then to give it to somebody else who also love it is also, you know, it's a good one to do.
It sounds like a mutually beneficial event, Carmen, in that the scenario you're describing there, you get rid of a lot of clutter or unused seeds and material that you don't need. And there's someone else who thinks, oh, I'd like to plant 10 tomatoes,
good,
not 40, but they'll make use of it.
They're all good, you know. I mean, like, the seeds in the package are still going to be good. You know, the seedlings that you have are still going to be good. Obviously, we don't want anybody bringing anything broken or, you know, that sort of stuff. Like, that's, I suppose, goes with the territory. But it's just nice, and especially then if people come in, and you're very welcome to bring kids with you as well, bring family with you as well, bring maybe granny with with you as well, like, you know, that sort of thing. And we can all share things together. And, you know, I suppose the community side of things is what is really important in as well. Like, you know, having a chat, there'll be a cup of tea there, of course, like, you know. And just, yeah, getting into the mood for gardening and getting in the mood for the garden festival, of course.
Lovely stuff. Sounds like it'll be a nice day. So what time does it kick off? How long does it run for?
So it's from 3 o'clock in the afternoon, 3 to 5, and it's in the Ennis Showgrounds.
This Saturday.
This Saturday, yeah, and we have it upstairs in the showgrounds, and there's a nice space there that we normally use for this, and we'll have a couple of tables out so that people can, if they have a lot to share, I often say you're welcome to contact me beforehand. You can just email info@claregardenfestival.com, and, you know, like, we'll have a table for you that you can use, or if you just have one or two packages, come with those and, you know, just walk around and see what suits you and what's of interest. And I'll have Joe Newton will be there as well, my very good friend and seed expert, so if there's any questions you can ask me, but the real source of information herself is going to be there as well. So
brilliant. And best of all, it's free.
Yes, of course.
Which everybody loves, and why wouldn't they? Okay, that is the Seed and Garden Share, which is going to be happening again at Ennis Showgrounds this Saturday from 3 to 5. Free entry for all, and I'm sure it'll whet the appetite. Hopefully it's the only thing that's wetted on Saturday. Hopefully it's no rain for ahead of the Clare Garden Festival, which is going to be happening on the 28th of April. We'll be finding out more about that in due course. I'm sure Carmen will be talking to you then. But for the moment, thank you very much for joining us on the show.